Cool. And now, because we've got time, a little lightning talk from Rob.
So my name's Rob McKinnon, and I was involved for maybe 2 weekends with OpenStreetMap about 2 years ago. It was more the pub planning stage, I think, than the actual doing much coding. But I chose to get involved in another project. So I'm doing a New Zealand They Work For You parliamentary coverage website because I'm originally from New Zealand. So this is what's taken up most of my time instead of helping you guys with OpenStreetMap. But I have a little project I did for fun back 5 years ago. I found some political boundaries of country outlines. That's the URL. I don't know if it still exists, but it was about the only place I could find polylines that were just the coordinates of long lat points rather than some proprietary file that I couldn't figure out how to open. So, hey, I thought I could make scalable vector graphic maps because that was the cool technology that was going to take over the web 5 years ago. And so, yes, I was able to get this New Zealand. So, success. And then I tried something else. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's Colorado. So it wasn't actually national political boundaries. It was also states. So then I discovered, well, okay, so I've got the states of America, but there are all these other things as well, which are apparently territorial sections of America. So Baker Island, Howland Island, Jarvis Island, an atoll. So it was quite interesting to try and figure out which bits do I render to make the United States. So eventually I figured that out and got it. And there, Russia was a problem because it was actually in a different coordinate system, and I found a server in Australia that let me, I don't know why, but it was in a completely different coordinate system from the rest of the data. So after 12 hours of pinging this server with each point, point after point, I was able to convert it. So I got Russia. I actually wrote to them and say, have you got the algorithm or the code so that I can run locally? And they never replied, so I thought it was okay for me to do that. But this is 40 megabytes of polylines in a scalable vector graphic, and I didn't really think the web was ready for that sort of to be downloaded locally for people to check out. So what I did is I made each country a raster image, and then I vectorized the raster back to scalable vector graphics, which were Bezier curves, so they were obviously I lost resolution, but a much smaller file, so that seemed to be fun. And what was nice is, because it's vector graphics, I was able to zoom in, so I did, you know, keep all these islands in the Pacific. So what you're looking at here on the screen is the top of Australia and Papua New Guinea, and then, you know, assorted Polynesian islands that are appearing as dots there. So I really liked that I'd actually kept all the countries of the world, not just the ones that were, like, large. And what I did is I made this file into a template so I could actually feed data into it. So this is embedded Ruby, and grabbed the CIA World Factbook data. So now it's time to get fun. And so this is the proved oil reserves. I actually updated it. This is a 2005 data set. And so you can see I was able to color the different countries according to whatever value that country has in the data set. So in this case, this is where the oil is. What was interesting is by playing with the bucketing scheme to decide what color to make the country, you can sort of highlight different things in the data set. So this bucketing scheme that you see on the screen here was taking the square root of the value, which was the proved oil reserve, and putting it into buckets. So you can see the scale here shows that the top few buckets actually cover quite a wide data range. So if you actually just go to a linear bucketing, you can see, whoa, big difference in the sort of visual impact of the map. It really does highlight that the oil is in the Middle East and apparently Canada and Venezuela and Russia. So all the CIA World Factbook data I was able to put into this. But the problem was it was a 1991 political boundary set. So the former Yugoslavia was still one block. And there are a few other things like that. So it really would be great to have all this data. And maybe it's out there now, and I just didn't look. But it'd be great to have country polyline outlines with start and end dates, because countries countries start and they end. So, and then what would also be great is to have groupings of these countries, also with start and end dates. So, what is NATO? What is the UN on a map? You know, how do we? And maybe once again, maybe this data is out there, but I don't see anyone going, yes, it is. So maybe it's not. Oh, maybe it is. Okay. So yeah, that was the end of my little talk. It would be great to sort of make all this data available if it's not already. So I think someone's going to.
One of the things that Chris built is it'll take one of the proprietary shapefile formats and take any of those forms and convert it into a KML. And then you can bucket in the attributes. And Chris has some APIs that he hasn't put out publicly yet, but you can use that basically to create KML against whatever boundary file you want. So you go find any boundary file of whatever polygons you want, countries, states, zip codes, and then you can populate that with attributes and create a KML file, which you can use to do whatever you like.
Great. And where's the site for that?
GeoCommons. Although talk to Chris or myself about the APIs because we haven't released them publicly yet. But
great.
Just because we haven't done documentation. But
so my follow-up question to you would be, do you have any of the data for political boundaries?
Yeah, we have tons.
And what license are those?
Creative Commons.
Right now. Oh, that's really exciting. So maybe I can pick up my project from 5 years ago now. Seems like yeah, technology or a group like GeoCommons has filled this gap. Yeah.
I was gonna say also the US government census data is free online in shapefiles, and there's free Ruby scripts that'll convert it to PostGIS and whatever else you want to. So depends on how much you want to do, but I saw you're doing it all in Ruby, so there is stuff available to convert those into anything you want then.
Mm.
So
uh-oh, I can feel a few weekends lost already.
And finally, well, possibly not finally, the UK census data, 2001 census data, is available online as SVG. I'm sure there's a Crown copyright symbol somewhere if you look too carefully. But it's quite interesting. You just type census 2001 SVG, it'll pop up as one of the top ones. And then you can look at all sorts of things by different themes and blah, blah, blah. But it's an I like this interesting idea of reverse engineering from SVG back to the data.
Cool, we've got 1 minute, there's another question. Nope, otherwise, thanks very much.
Thank you.